First though, Matthew joins us. Matthew, what's happened?
Yeah, word on the street, Tom. As a beekeeper, fairly concerning news today. Varroa destructor has been found at the Port of Newcastle in New South Wales. Now, this could potentially send the Australian beekeeping industry on its knees.
So what is this, like a disease or what is it?
It's a mite that lives on bees and kills off colonies because it sucks on the blood of the bee.
And is this coming from overseas?
Yeah, it came in on a ship, I presume, being at the Port of Newcastle. We've had incursions of the Asian Varroa style, but not of Varroa destructor. Now, it costs a lot to keep beehives alive to do this, and unfortunately, it could spell big problems for our industry.
Are you a beekeeper yourself?
Yeah, fourth generation.
Right, and has this happened before that we've had this particular mite?
No, we're the only country in the world that has avoided having it.
But if it gets into the bee colonies here, it's bad news.
Oh, it'll wipe out hundreds of thousands of colonies potentially. Yeah.
Right. That doesn't sound good. So, what can we do about it?
Potentially lock all the borders, but from New South Wales. But based on the New South Wales government's track record of looking after things that come into the port, I don't know how they're going to handle this.
Right. Thank you, Matthew. Well, there you go. So there's a mite which is coming potentially on a ship from overseas. And it's very bad for bees. So in the same way that bees can be a bit annoying to us, particularly when they threaten to sting you, this mite can cause, well, hundreds if not thousands of hives to be destroyed. Anyway, thank you, Matthew. We'll chase that up and stick you in the running for our Daily Word on the Street prize, a $200 voucher to spend at catalinointeriors.com.au.